exciting the news is. I have a lot of exciting news. You just have to not clap that fluid last year. I was up here forever. Just don't clap. It's going to be hard. The excitement. I saw this in a second grader. I was out at Dodge yesterday. I saw the St. Wenceslas. There's a second grader. He's sitting there learning about punctuation. And the teacher says, an apostrophe S is what you put on anything you own. This kid just lit up. Second grader, he couldn't contain himself. He's raising his hand, waiting. She didn't call on him, so he just says, man, I'm going to need a lot of them because we got a combine, a horse trailer, a cattle truck, a grain bin. So I just picture this kid with his apostrophe S's tagging everything on the property. And tonight, you will need your apostrophe S's because we reflect on so many blessings across our 71 Catholic schools. So instead of clapping, you can picture, put your apostrophe S on every blessing. So you can share in owning this good news. These are blessings we all celebrate. Sponsor organizations, these educators we honor tonight, along with who they represent, and so many projects and initiatives fueled by the Ignite the Faith funds. I count the blessings of the superheroes in my office, if I can, within my 7 minutes. Back there on the table, running out of wine fast. Vicki Koffel, Betty Arianas, Katie Ollitz, Craig Monroe, Tracy Kovar, Blair Bonsensky, Deb Lund. Would you please stand? Okay, down to 5.5 minutes. I'm going to make this quick. So I think about the blessings of all of our coalitions and partnerships, Catholic Charities, Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Metro Community College, Grant University, University of Nebraska College of St. Mary's, the Council of Elementary Schools, College of Veterans, Notre Dame, Education Boy Scouts, Hughes, Winnebago, Mental Health Council, School of Family, Mohawk Police, Boy Scouts. It's not a Catholic dinner unless you have an auctioneer. School Partners Office of Lands and Lands Development. And many, I promise that's the only time I'll do that. But that's only half of them. I could literally do that for the rest of the 7 minutes. Among our blessings are also collaborations between schools. Scott, my colleague Rose, are teaming up to find points of intersection. The Consortium and Q schools are working together to explore urban school system management practices. Greater Nebraska schools held their first unified Catholic schools mass last spring with the Archbishop last winter. Adjacent schools within rural deaneries, they're in active dialogue about ways to combine resources, staff, and even governance. 16 of our schools this year will be combining their efforts to serve 3,000 students in a new or a more progressive instructional model called blended learning. It applies technology in a way that enhances engagement, achievement, and independent learning. 4 minutes. Okay, highlighting other blessed news. But what do I choose? You know, when I thought about all the things I could say, sports, for instance, we were lit up in the office when Ron Colley's ninth inning clutch hit won the state title, or the Marion freshman breaking records and taking medals in track and field, winning as high school football coach in state history, Norfolk Catholic, taking another championship. My personal favorite, the Cedar Catholic boys in the stands, cheering on the girls' volleyball by putting on choir robes and singing hymns to rattle the opponent. So the academics, what about ACTs? They're coming out later this year. They'll be out in October. We'll be shouting loud because that will be outstanding. That's old news. You know, the 99% graduation rate, old news. We had that again last May. We're so proud of it. But many of you don't know that by holding these college prep, very high college preparatory standards, schools are expanding non-college options with the help of local community colleges. There's a growing partnership with OPS that's brought 5 new resource teachers into our schools to serve those who struggle. Our high schools have all expanded their academic support, guidance, and clinical capacity, and elementaries have even partnered with Catholic Charities to pair clinicians with elementary students in need. What about new and innovative approaches to education? Did you know St. Stan's has a school in it again? After 93 years and closing in 2013, it now welcomes more than 80 preschool and kindergarten students, half English-speaking families, half Spanish-speaking families. I'm pausing my timer. Okay. That's fair. Okay, fair. That dual language academy is the only of its kind in Nebraska. It's got a beautiful motto, United in Christ, Unidos en Cristo. Changes like this demonstrate the ever-increasing passion and investment that our Latino parishioners have for Catholic education. This year, our high schools will serve 300 Latino students, a number never seen before. And it's no wonder, because if a Latino student chooses a Catholic high school, their ACT scores average five points higher than a Latino student who doesn't choose a Catholic high school across the state. It's remarkable. And of course, I have to talk about overall enrollment. It's what so many people ask me. It's one of the most common questions I receive. Last year, we graduated a large senior class. How large? Only two other senior classes since 2000 have hit 1,250 students. Normally, that would decrease the overall enrollment number. You know, you lose a big group of kids like that, and you expect the number to go down. But over half of our high schools will still be larger this year. Gross Catholic, for instance, enrolled a freshman class so large they can't find record of a larger Catholic school in the past 20 years. It's fantastic. We have St. Peter and Paul. They'll have more students than they think they've ever fit in that building. St. Wenceslas just added six classrooms, and Bill Newman said, I need six more. I should have just ordered 12. Howells is puzzling over what to do because they have people asking about their kindergarten and they don't have space. So out in the rural deaneries, where the population of the entire population decreases, 19 of our 25 elementaries actually are larger this year. That's amazing. What about those millennial parents? You hear a lot about millennial parents. You know, are they in the pews? Are they coming to church? Well, I have news for you. Our preschool through kindergarten enrollment in the last 5 years has blown up 33% from 2,616 children to 3,485. Millennials want something that we have. And when they come in their doors, they're going to encounter Jesus and they'll be changed. That's where millennials are big. So to summarize, even with a large class graduating out, our total is an unofficial number of 19,831, is almost the same number that I quoted this time last year. But it doesn't tell the whole story because we're growing in all the right places. We're getting young families in earlier, we're reaching out to the broader array of learners and providing education for those who previously could not afford it. And if you ask those teachers and these administrators, if you ask them, how's your school, and you're looking for them to brag about enrollment, guess what? They don't brag about enrollment. I asked them that question when I asked for these numbers. I said, send me good news about your schools, I'd love to share it. This is the stuff they told me. Last year, more than 20 non-Catholic students or parents entered the church because of their involvement in school. Two school staff members were in discernment, four recent graduates currently in seminary, two more pursuing other religious vocations, two Catholic school alumni were just ordained, a new high school student group that focuses on discernment, a new campus ministry program inviting high school students into deeper prayer and spiritual group, a new encounter program for staff and parents that provides them CE3 retreats experiences and facilitates follow-up small prayer groups. Young students, unprompted, showing up at a funeral for a school secretary's husband. Testimonials and quotes from new families, like a non-Catholic dad who said, sending my son to a Catholic school was the best decision I ever made. And this is my favorite. A third grader convinced his parents to send him to St. Rosalima because, this is what he said, I just need to be there. Third grader said that. I have expired my 7 minutes. This is the tip of the iceberg, folks. I'm sure we're running out of apostrophes, but if I had enough, you'd see them stuck on every one of the people in our school buildings. Represented tonight by our award recipients, they are such blessings to our families and our church. We celebrate their gifts, their sacrifice, and their focus on the important things, making disciples, fully equipped disciples. So please take this message with you. Visit our redesigned website, lovemyschool.com, where you can share this good news with others, link to our social media outlets. Come work in our buildings, and especially, please keep praying, keep on giving, and start collecting apostrophes for next year. We're going to need even more. Thank you.